didn't have the will to carry on. Illusions in my mind, like that picture where you feel you can't go on, like you've been left behind.
RBNLive.com, bringing on your telephone calls, 800-313-9443. In Jeremiah 16, prophecy that the Gentiles are going to finally wake up in the end time, you know, the ones that are in the Gentile church system. In the end time, not just in the church, but those matter, for that matter, all Gentiles. It says, oh, my strength and my stronghold and my refuge in the day of distress, the Gentiles shall come to you, O Yahweh, from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited only lies and falsehood and futility, and there is no value in them. And that's exactly what's happened here, folks. Verse 21 says, therefore see, Yahweh speaking here, the Almighty Father, I am causing them to know, this time I cause them, who? The Gentiles, them to know my hand and my might, that they shall know that my name is Yahweh. And that's exactly what's happened. Many are seeing that restoration, that restitution of his name. In this New King James Bible, to put the name of Yah, the short poetic form of Yahweh's name, in Acts 20 or 11, excuse me, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, 26:11 of Isaiah, 38:4 in Isaiah, putting the name of Yah back in there, slowly but surely, because eventually he said he's going to cause the Gentiles to know that his name is Yah when he changes not, and he said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, don't have any others before me, don't worship any graven images. Don't take my name in vain. Keep my Sabbath. That's the first tablets of stone presented on when Moses got the two tablets of stone. The second tablets of stone had everything to do with your relationship with your fellow man, the horizontal love relationship between you and your fellow man. Don't, you know, steal, don't lie, don't commit adultery, et cetera, et cetera. Your horizontal relationship on the earth with your fellow man. That's the second tablets of stone that Moses had. The first one had to do with your love relationship, your vertical relationship with the Creator. Don't take his name in vain. Don't worship any others. He didn't say, wait till the renewed covenant, and then you can worship somebody else, and I'll send someone else. No, he said, I alone am your Savior. I know not any others. But the Gentiles wake up. The Father causes them to know that his name is Yah. They have a lot of Yah's sorrow. It brings repentance, and they confess that his name is Yahweh, and that he allows them to take the Baalistic terms that they've referred to him by in Hosea 2:14-18. And he said, you're no longer going to call me Baalah. You're going to call me by my name. Yahweh as your husband. But anyhow, Thomas, we're glad that you've called. We want you to hang on. If you're still hanging on, keep hanging on, brother. We love you, man. Appreciate you. And anybody else want to call in, 800-313-9443. We do want to take calls today. And Thomas, if you're still on, we're going to take your continue your call here at the end of the break. RBNLive.com. We'll be right back after this short message. Stay tuned. Reach Mentor at yahoo.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
And we're back here on RBNLive.com and tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And we appreciate you tuned in today. And Thomas in Tennessee, thanks for holding on, my friend. Go ahead and continue on to talk.
Oh, hey, no problem at all. And talking about David, even David took the sodomites out of the land. And I used to be a huge fan of Seal. Now, Seal's music began with the sodomite music and disco. So what I would suggest, if you really wanted to, and I'm not particularly endorsing your views of the Bible, but if you want people to take you more seriously, I would use old traditional Jewish music rather than the music of today. And I understand
I personally think, first of all, number one, we're not to judge. The scripture says, judge not.
Yeah, I understand judge. That, but the righteous man judges things spiritually. And
yeah,
Paul was clear
but what you're
that.
Talking about is very natural, and you're not being very spiritual.
I'm not questioning these musicians' hearts. Certainly not, because I was in the music business for years, and I turned over to contemporary Christian music. But
my position is you don't know where they're at right now.
Exactly. I mean,
they could be on their knees praying. And you don't
right.
know it.
And,
I don't
and I
know
understand
it.
That. And I'm not
and
taking that away from them at all. What I'm saying
so that's why
is,
we don't judge. Until, that's why he said judge nothing before the time. I mean, you
right.
have. And I know the scripture, what you're saying, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things,
right,
yet he himself is judging
know,
no man. But when you're dealing with other people who might wake up.
Say you have someone that you're talking to who, like, say, me, for instance, you would like me to see your position. My heart, listen, you can't judge my heart as well. Let's say that if you want to convince someone, you know that they're, say you're talking to someone, obviously this person is a nice person, I'm not judging their motives or their intentions, but I'd like them to see my view. Now, a lot of these guys that are writing this music, I'm sure they have a good heart.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who would you recommend? Who would you recommend? Would you recommend Christian rock groups or Christian bands that say that the name of JC? I would say that's just as wrong.
I would say,
not to say a pagan deity's name out of your lips, and Exodus 23:13 is being violated all throughout Christian music today.
What's wrong with singing the Psalms? Sing to yourself psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
I'm with you there. I'm totally with you there.
Why not choose the best way?
But those things aren't the best way, my dear friend.
Well, the best way is to sing the very words of Scripture in the Psalms.
Exactly. Yeah. And every time you see Lord in your Bible, don't say Lord, say Yahweh.
Well,
I'm all for that, brother.
Well, that's where we respectfully disagree. Let's
deal with our issues. The reason why I'm giving you this time is because, number one, I want you to feel welcome to call back. I really do.
And I appreciate it.
I don't screen calls. What I like to do, though, is have dialogue. And I tell you, first of all, every time you say Lord, you're saying a Baalistic term. It actually goes back to Baal worship. Look it up. It's true. Does that give him respect and honor? With all due respect, maybe you didn't know that, and I'll give you the benefit of doubt. But are we giving him credit, giving him praise by calling him Lord or Baal? I don't think so.
Well, the Jews accepted the Gospels because the Gospels were written to the Jews, plainly. The transition between the Jewish period and up to where Jesus came to offer them the kingdom, when they translated the Hebrew into Greek for the New Testament, now, when Mary said, Lord, now, she was...
No, she didn't say that. She was a Hebrew girl, and she knew she wasn't allowed to worship Baal. So she said, she called him Yahweh. She called him by his rightful name because that was the greatest commandment. Hear, O Yisrael, Yahweh, your Almighty is one, and his name one, and don't have any others before me, you see.
Now, in the versions of the Bible that you use, why don't you just, instead of saying Yahweh, why don't you just speak all Hebrew? Because if the English is not, you know, if it's not a good use for the entire...
Concerning his name, I'm not proponing you need to learn Hebrew,
right.
But you need to know the Hebrew name. I mean, when you say Hallelujah, you're speaking Hebrew. When you're saying Yavraham or Abraham, you're saying a Hebrew name. I mean, you're saying Hebrew whether you like it or not. And the fact of the matter, he doesn't require us to know every word in Hebrew to be saved, if you will. But you got to endure to the end to be saved, really, when you get right down to it again. But the fact that remains is that concerning his name, it's in Hebrew. You don't translate names. Your name stays the same, Thomas. I don't care where you go. Your passport still stays the same. Your driver's license. You're out of respect to you. I'm going to call you Thomas. I don't care if you go to a different country or culture that speaks a different language. They're not going to say, wait a minute, Thomas, before we can let you in the borders, we're going to give you a different name. That's disrespectful to you, to your parents.
I understand, the father
needs more honor and more respect than we have given him, my friend.
Right.
Than human beings.
So do you promote the New King James Bible because of that?
I'm not saying I promote any version in a trans English. I think the King James, the first one that we've got, 1611 without the J's is probably the most accurate we've got.
Which one do you use?
I use several. In fact, I believe the Spirit of Truth will lead and guide us into all truth, and I do believe in receiving the baptism of the Spirit. I believe that's essential. You asked about earlier what it really means to truly be born from above or something to that effect. I do believe you have to have a deep repentance and a deep prayer life every day, and I do believe you have to follow the leading of the Spirit. But I do believe the Spirit was given to lead us and guide us into all truth. Not that one man could claim they have all the truth or all the answers like you or I or anybody else. We could never claim that. The red flags, again, need to go up in people's head when people start talking that way, like religious Christianity and other cults, for that matter, other religious cults that have sprung up amongst Christianity and other religions.
Are you a member of the Assemblies of Yahweh?
No.
I
don't believe even if they're incorporated, then they would be wrong.
I'm still confused about all the – when I hear people say – like I've heard one guy on the radio here say Yahweh. He said there's no heaven, you know, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know. I mean
– there is eternity, okay,
And I know that the kingdom of heaven will be here on earth, and the Messiah – let's just go ahead and, out of respect for you, we'll say the Messiah is going to reign 1,000 years. We know the book of Revelation – says that
not in respect to me, but in respect to him, because it doesn't offend me personally. You know, I mean, because I know the fact remains that there's a lot of sincere people out there, predominantly Christian, who are sincere, who are calling him names or titles that are pagan and Baalistic. They don't know that. They're not thinking of pagan names or Baalistic terms. They're thinking of the one that died for them. The only problem is the part is the one that's offended, but he's still overlooked. He winked at our ignorance, but he commands us still to repent and to come out from this pagan Baalistic beast system, political as well as religious.
Right. And those people's hearts are good. Those people's hearts are in the right place because they recognize.
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean it's going to cut it in the end. He said, look, many are going to come to me and they're going to say, Lord, Lord, still call them Baal, Baal. And they're going to think it's okay to continue on after they bow to the name of Yahweh, like Isaiah 45 states. And then all of a sudden they're going to, hell, wait a minute, did we prophesy in your name? Did we cast out devils in your name? I mean, didn't we do all the, I mean, we thought Jesus meant the same thing as Yahweh when it didn't. But, hey, we saw miracles. We thought the proof in the pudding was right there. Hey, I never judge truth by a miracle or signs or wonders. We judge it by the Torah and by the Spirit of Yahweh leading us and guiding us into all truth. And keep that in mind. They were cast out into eternal blackness or darkness because they were workers of Torahlessness, you workers of iniquity. Depart from me. They were teaching that the law was done away with. Hello, corporate Christianity. That's your calling card, isn't it? Yeah, because I used to be in it. Again, I'm taking heed. The reality is that if you can promote man's law and promote your church creed or church denomination's teachings and rules and regulations, you've gone about establishing your own law and making the word of and the law of law to no effect by saying, well, the first five books is for the Jews. No, it's for Israelites who are lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now you go by a Gentile name, a Gentile culture, and with all due respect, I'm not saying that's wrong. It's wrong if you stay there, though. You got to come out from among them. You've got to come out of the church system. It's a harlot. Church system.
Wasn't Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He said that Christ came and he did away with the law and ordinances and nailed them to his cross. Now, we're not saying not keep the commandments because you have to keep the commandments because God commands you to, first of all. But
absolutely.
Because
if you love me, keep my commandments, right?
Right, exactly. Righteousness was of the law. Now, because they could not keep the law, and God said, okay, I'm going to send someone.
He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word, which became flesh. He didn't send somebody else. He said, I know not am your Savior. I know not any other. Go ahead.
The word was God, and the word was with God.
And the word became flesh. So Yahweh, the creator, became flesh. No, exactly. There ain't two different entities here, just like your word and spirit is not two different you. It's just one of you. You see, the invisible Father became visibly known as the Son. The doctrine of the Trinity, the Babylonian lie, the Catholics perpetrated amongst all the other Christian denominational daughters. And my dear friend, this is another lie. This teaching of the Trinity is a Babylonian pagan ideology of mythology, Egyptian mythology. I mean, did you know that Isis had a son by the name of Jesus, also known as Horus, and the Trinity there in the Egyptian mythology there was the father's name was Osiris, and Freemasons used same Isis system of worship. Yeah, and Sunday worship. The name Jesus, they got pictures of a man that looks like Zeus, if you will. That's why, hence, they call him Hey Zeus. They're not thinking of Zeus, but they're using a name that goes back to Zeus worship, with all due respect. It does teach us clearly that this world is deceived by their actions and the words in which they describe the Creator. He said he winked at our ignorance. He's overlooked. He knew we were referring to him, but that doesn't mean we stay in a lie once truth is manifested.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. We can accept this false left-right paradigm, no Democrat, no Republican, there's no real, they might look like they're fighting, it's the same thing, there ain't no true form of Christianity or true form of Christianity, a false form of, or a true form of Islam or a false, there's no, that's, again, wrong, misdirection, there's no true form of Judaism or a false form of Judaism, it's all wrong, there are three forms of Revelation 16, and those religions I just named, with all due respect, are it, they spawn from each other.
And that when in the last days we know there will be deception and many will be deceiving while being deceived.
Exactly.
And we know that in Romans Paul said that say to someone on a desert island somewhere who's never heard of anything. Well, their law is in their hearts because they're following what God has already instilled in them because they will be without excuse because God gave them the revelation of creation. And there must be a God. So their law is in their hearts, and that's how they are keeping their commandments, the ones that are written in their hearts.
I love you, bro. Call again, man. I've got more calls.
I enjoy calling.
I want you to call me. Email me. We got Brian coming out, and Rebecca in Michigan, and Brian in Texas. We've listened to Thomas there in Tennessee. You're listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. And we'll be right back on RBNLive.com. See.
Attention, this is an RBN. Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. We've got a board full of callers here. We got Brian in Texas. Welcome to the Repair of the Breach. What can we do for you, sir?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, bro?
Great, great. Thanks for asking. Well, I guess I was pretty much like born and raised into the Catholic Church. My grandparents were actually immigrants from Cuba, and my dad was just like an American. Actually, he's of like his family is like I guess Mormon, but it's just like there's so many out there. It's just like there's so many different religions and different things. It's just sometimes it can be so overwhelming. But I kind of like this broadcast in the sense that, you can, you know, you're allowing people to kind of talk about it, and it's so open and free about, you know, about things, and I really respect that. But
well, praise Yahweh, Brian. We're glad you called, and that's what we're trying to procure. You know, different people and have different experiences, and let's talk about it. And we're not ashamed of what we believe.
Yeah,
let's share it, and don't let the so-called powers that be influence us let the power of Yah influence us instead of manpower, you know?
Yeah, to find his truth. I love
exactly.
it. Love it. Well, being
I hope
that
you contact me. I mean, email me if you'd like some, you know, dialogue even off the air, man. Just shoot me an email and we can talk too if you feel
Great.
Comfortable. But go right ahead. I want you to talk to our listeners here.
Well,
on your heart.
My grandmother actually bought me a Bible, and I believe the version is the New American Bible.
New American Standard, a New American Bible. Yeah, there's NAB, NASB.
Right. And the first thing I kind of noticed from the King James Bible is there were some additional books. Like there's a book of wisdom.
Yep.
And there's the book of Sirach.
Right. These are all in the original canon, folks. So we've been lied to, and they took it out eventually later. But see, to leave it at 66, because that's a number of Freemasonry. Coincidence? Christians don't know what's going on, whereas Freemasons have infiltrated Christianity. They do know what's going on, the high levels, anyhow, of Freemasonry. Go right ahead, Brian.
Well, the other thing, too, is that I noticed that was real interesting, too, is at the very end, there's actually a list of popes throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that the very first pope was... The very first pope, the first person they considered pope. Now, I don't know how long ago that term was derived, pope or whatnot, but I was looking at this list and the first pope is Saint Peter, which I imagine would be Peter the Apostle.
Well, that's what they want to claim, but he never went to Rome. It was Paul or Shaul that went to Rome. It's just they've used him. They actually got a statue. They claim it's Peter, but really it's a statue of Jupiter and change his name to Peter and try to justify paganism. That's where the name Jehovah came from, is Jupiter. And Jesus or Jesus actually went back to Zeus. So it was the Latins calling him Jupiter, the Greeks calling him Zeus. You know, these are not coincidences, circumstantial evidence. Again, folks, the Father knew our hearts. He knew we'd be blinded by all this deception. But we have to wake up and let his spirit reveal these things and walk in the spirit as he leads us. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, then that would raise a question in me, anyways. Why? Okay, they're putting that Saint Peter was the first pope, but you're saying
he didn't even go to Rome. There's no record of it in history. The fact remains is that Paul or Shaul was the one that went to Rome. You know, he wrote the epistle to the Romans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess it would be a little bit misleading if they said that, you know, if they said he was a pope, but maybe he was just the leader of the first church. Maybe he was like just a leader, but then they just said, oh no, he was a pope.
Constantine, political, you know, he was a tyrannical man, but eventually became known as the first pope, if you will. But it's all religious and as well as political. One world religion, one world government fused together in this base system that's being played out now in America as well. So, anyhow, Brian, man, I really appreciate you calling. I hope you can call again. And we got some more callers, but please stay in touch. I really appreciate you calling, bro.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay, we got Rebecca in Michigan. Thank you, Brian. Rebecca in Michigan, welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast.
Hello.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine this morning.
Glad you called.
Yeah, I just got something that has really piqued my interest, and it had to do with the name.
Oh,
and
right.
I understand where you're coming from based on the old pagan names.
Mm-hmm.
If we go back to Isaiah 7:14, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." First question is Emmanuel a Hebrew name?
Well, Emmanuel was a title, okay? When it says, shall call his name Emmanuel, Emmanuel in Hebrew just means the Almighty is with us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that clears that up for me.
Okay, why don't you stay to the break, Rebecca, if you got some more questions. We got Dan in Florida, and then we've got a follower of J.C. He says he doesn't want to give his name out, but he says he's a follower of J.C., and I say that not to be sacrilegious, but not to violate Exodus 23:13. If I do, it's only to warn you. Be right back. Stay tuned on the Repair the Breach broadcast on rbnlive.com. breachmender@yahoo.com is the email. Again, breachmender@yahoo.com. Stay tuned. We got Rebecca still.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Republic Broadcasting Network. You're tuned to the Republic, or the Repair the Breach broadcast on rbnlive.com, and we're talking to Rebecca in Michigan. Go right ahead, Rebecca.
Back to the reference again on Isaiah 7:14. And when it says, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." In that part between and shall, there's nothing there. It's like, it doesn't say we shall call him or they shall call them or you shall call his name. And then if you run over to Matthew, first chapter of Matthew.
Yeah, 1:21.
Right. And it's talking
it says
about.
Thou shall call his name JC, but the key is that we know there's some discrepancy there. If Emmanuel was the name, which it couldn't have been, but it's just
no. I understand where you're coming from there. I'm talking about specifics on who it's being spoken to, because here it says in 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shall call his name Jesus. Isn't that thou speaking to Joseph
and Mary, of course, and
right,
Joseph.
And thou, specifics based on the name. I understand that, but I, you know, I'm just kind of separation from from Isaiah talking about there's no specifics on thou, we, or they shall call his name Emmanuel. And then they switch over and they say thou as in specifics, like talking to
an
Mary
individual.
And Joseph. And
right.
Then if you move down to 23, it says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son. But then it puts, and they shall call his name Emmanuel again,
mm-hmm.
which is being interpreted God with us.
Well,
now,
literally, every time you see Lord or God, as you know, means Yahweh is with us.
Right,
now,
I understand
that. We know Gabriel.
I'm just reading my material here. I understand that his name is Yahweh. But
yes,
what
right.
I'm trying to do is separation from Isaiah isn't speaking specifics to anyone, but his name shall be called Emmanuel. And then we go to the Jesus part here, which is the pagan. I understand that. But we're talking about specifics on thou, like they're
okay.
talking to Joseph.
Okay,
and Mary.
You're making out some good points. Go right ahead, Rebecca.
And then the virgin and in the specific scripture talking about in 23, it says, and they shall call his name Emmanuel again. Now, who is the they? You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Obviously, the key point you're bringing out, though, is what was the name that he was to be called by?
Emmanuel.
Well,
from Old Testament to New Testament.
That's a title. We just
right.
know it means Yah was with us or the Creator's with us.
Right.
And he had a personal name, as you know, and I'm glad you know that, Rebecca. You're one of the few, because he said many are going to come. And that day, not no, obviously, but there's going to be a few. And it's good that the Father's giving you revelation. Keep searching, keep digging, and please call again. We got about four more calls on the
okay.
line. Do you have anything real quick?
I just kind of wondered if it was something that you might want to search out and why there was different specifics by not referring to anyone in particular, then to thou, and based on the name of the pagan name Jesus, and then they go back to Emmanuel again, but they're speaking about they.
Right,
you
can tell there's manipulation of the text. It's pretty
right.
obvious. That's very apparent. But, hey, we appreciate you calling. I want you to call again and do appreciate your thoughts. You bring out some very important points that we need to look at a little bit more closely. And more importantly, though, I'm glad that the Father's given you the revelation of the name of Yahweh. And we appreciate you. And, again, call again. We got Dan in Florida. Welcome, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, Dan. How you doing? Welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast.
Good afternoon. You were talking about the New King James Version a little while ago. I was wondering if you had ever heard of these two guys named Westcott and Hort in the 1800s?
Yeah, exactly. They were the major translators, if you will.
Well, yeah, they're the ones that are behind all the modern revisions and stuff. These guys were of shady background.
I don't deny that. You're right.
Yeah, they openly stated that they wanted to change the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
They were involved in spiritualism. They believed in Mary worship. They engaged in seances, and they started a couple occultic secret societies. So I would say right there that throws a bad light on the modern translations right there. Are you aware of the symbol that is on most of the New King James Version Bibles?
Yeah, a lot of it's got the pagan symbol of the Trinity.
Yeah, the 3-6 is interwoven.
Crowley,
from what I understand, he invented that. He was probably one of the most vile, despicable people that ever lived. But he
agreed.
Invented that symbol.
Yeah.
And so
right.
that just sheds a huge light to me on the modern translations. You say there's some truth in all of them. I believe that, but I mean, in order to kind of legitimize these translations, I guess they have to inject some kind of truth to make it, legitimate.
Right. There's a lot of error in there. We know that. But we don't let that affect our true search for in our faith in the Almighty, because he told us that this would happen. Jeremiah 8:8-9, the lying pen of the scribes have dealt us falsehood. Well, if they say it never could happen, he never would allow it, then why is he telling the prophets to prophesy that it was going to happen? Because it did happen.
Right.
And we are the recipients of these translations of men. No attack on inspiration, folks. Just attacking on the translations of the controlled corporate church system that was, very much
not allowing the common folk to have the scriptures for 1,000 years, and by that time the damage was done. When it was finally, when they said, "Here you go, we're going to have you believe like we believe, and you can call whatever you want to call yourself, but you're still joined to the hip." And there's so much infighting and dissension, but yet we all have these commonalities: Jesus, Lord, God, Jehovah. More wars in that name than any other name. With all due respect, people say, "Well, it's the most cursed name in the world because the devil hates it." Well, that which comes from an accursed origin is going to be a curse in its current setting. When's the last time you heard the Messiah, Yahweh's name, accursed? You haven't, because it's pure and set apart, and that which is pure and set apart will stay pure and set apart. Hey, Dan, we thank you for the thought. So anything else here before we let you go? I got a bunch of calls here.
No, I won't hold you up. But that's basically what I wanted to say, and thank you for your time.
Hey, call again, Dan. Okay, we've got the follower of JC, and I say this in all due respect and love, man, and we welcome you to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Go right ahead.
Hey, people for like 10 years have known me all over the radio. I've had my own radio show. People have known me as Professor. So my name is Michael Michael, whatever you want to call me. Miguel, if I go to Mexico, my Mexican friends call me Miguel. So, you know, I mean, my name can sound a lot of different ways.
Though, is it? What's your legal name?
I want to be the encourager I want to be the encourager today of the brethren of Jesus Christ, and to lift that name up as I'm commanded by my Father in heaven. And I want to ask you a question. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to know, what's the vowels that have been added to the Tetragrammaton? Where did you get the right add vowels to the Tetragrammaton?
Well, that's the error right there. There is no vowel pointing system until after the post-exilic Babylonian.
So then how can you pronounce it? How do you know which ones to add?
You have to keep in mind that the point is that the Babylonian Hebrew, or the vowel point, is a sham. There is no vowels in the Father's name. Yod Heh Wah Heh is Yah Wah, and there is no vowel point. Okay,
well,
in it.
Well,
22 consonant letters, my dear friend.
This is what the Father told me, and he obviously told Gene Scott, too, Dr. Gene Scott, because we're the only two I've heard say this. But the precarnate name of God, the Tetragrammaton, was Yahushua in the Hebrew, Yahushua, which in the English language, which God ordained for these last times, these latter times, God ordained this language.
Names, old friend.
God ordained this language, the English language. And
If your name is Michael, your name isn't Miguel just because you go to a different country. You're still as Michael.
Well, that's what
Michael's
called in that country.
Well,
you know,
no, your legal name doesn't change. It's your passport and your license.
I don't have a passport.
To a different name.
Your
license,
have a
to what
anyway,
have you.
My German, friend called me Michael. My German friend.
I appreciate your calling, but my point is that you do not. Okay, if you believe the King James Bible or you follow the King James or English translation, and the first King James doesn't have the name of Jesus.
Well, your problem is you don't have a Bible to believe in. That's you're left out.
I've been reading out of Isaiah or Jeremiah today. I've been reading out of Romans.
You don't have a Bible. You're talking about a book. See, you can't even keep it straight. I said you don't have a Bible.
Well, the word
you don't
Bible
have
not
a,
in the Bible,
a,
my dear
you don't have
friend.
A
with
canonical
all due respect,
text
hey, hold
that you
on a minute.
In.
Without due respect, there is no Bible. You know, you want
you're
to
wrong.
Continue.
No, the
there
word
is
preserved,
the word
purified,
Bible is not
silver,
in the Bible.
Tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
We're not
you
attacking
wrong,
inspiration.
God,
you are attacking,
you're
first
fighting
of all,
the ordination of God, my friend. It's got to be a terrible fight. You're just a legalist. That's what you are.
Well,
you're
then
legalist.
I guess you would be an illegalist with all due respect. What
well,
position
you,
would you
call
have
me
to be
what you
in?
Like. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. That's what I called myself.
Well, we
and,
asked
you, know, and
you,
that's not good
we
enough
asked
for
you earlier. Your name
you know,
doesn't
you're
change
battling
because
heaven, my friend. You're battling heaven.
Kelly.
And you need to get on your knees and
we don't
repent
want him anymore
of your legalism.
We don't want him to spend all this spewage here. First of all, names do not translate. They transliterate them from Hebrew into the modern English. YHWH. Yod Heh Wah Heh. Yahweh's name. You say hallelujah, Mr. Follower of JC, with all due respect, and you know, you're committing idolatry, because if you worship more than one name, then you are committing a violation of the first commandment when he says, don't have any others before me. And we judge everything by the Torah, by the Spirit, and the first and renewed covenant. And you got to keep in mind that the first King James Bible didn't have the name of Jehovah or Jesus in it, or Lord or God, and the word Bible is not in the Bible. We've gone over that many times. It goes back to a female pagan deity. And, you know, get a clue. Get a grip. Wake up. And I pray for you. I love you. Don't try to be sacrilegious here. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just trying to be, you know, speak the truth in love, but also save. He said some stay with fear, pulling them out of the fire. And some people need to get a wake-up call, and we need to pray for that individual. Anyhow, we got Roger and Penn, Sylvania. Roger, welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast, my dear friend. Roger.
Our contemporaries could write some book today that everyone today would regard as rubbish. It might be like the it might be scriptural or the Constitution according to Al Franken or whatever that everybody knew was garbage. But bury it in the ground for 500 or 1,000 years, and somebody digs it up, and here it's one of the suppressed books, you know. And
yeah,
it's what's done today with this gospel according to Judas, or the gospel of Judas, et cetera, you know, which is
right,
being promoted recently. And so I think it kind of betrays an ignorance of the canonization process, that books which were rejected clearly and well known about in the first century and soundly rejected before you can remove something from the Bible, that presumes it would have to have been in there in the first place and accepted by the early church, including the churches from the streams which developed into the Roman Catholic Church. You have these lovely bits in the Book of Tobit where we can learn that cataracts are formed by bird droppings in the eyes, little gems like that. So now you mentioned the New American Standard. That happens to be the contemporary Roman Catholic version derived from the Douay Rheims with all those apocryphal books. So presumably you would have no means to reject any book that has been adopted, that is added to the early church canon by the Roman Catholic Church, yes?
Well, we do know that you're right. There's a lot of there was some adding and there was some taking away going on.
Well, and like with this Dead Sea Scrolls project, the idea is no mere accident that this is so heavily financed by the Rockefeller family, because anything that can be done to undermine the majority text, the only trustworthy texts we have are the ones that we've had for hundreds and more years all the way back. And the only possible value of anything from the Dead Sea Scrolls Project is merely corroborative or adding a few ancillary historical details which are not necessarily as bulletproof as those received texts, the majority texts that we have, from which the King James, the original King James, was developed. And it's one thing to say that the King James is somehow inerrant, but it's another thing to question the majority text as being far more trustworthy than anything dug out of the ground or added to even 1,000 years and more so ago by the Roman Catholic Church.
Right. Well, your points are well taken, and we appreciate your thoughts. I can tell you've done some research, Roger, and we want you to call again.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
All right. We've got Smitty in South Carolina. Welcome. Smitty in South Carolina. Welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Is Smitty with us in South Carolina?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Can now. Go ahead.
A buddy of mine asked me what Kings 1 and 2, in other words, Kings, what it stood for in Hebrew, and I told him I did not know. The translation.
In the Hebrew, if you study the word out and in the scriptures, and we do use a good translation, and we believe the spirit of truth is still in the text, just to clear up some misinformation that was spotted out by a few callers back. But Melakim was the Hebrew, Melakim, for kings, if you will.
Melakim,
like M-E-L-A-K-I-M, Melakim.
All right. And Melakim would translate into kings in English then, right?
That's right? Right, even the term king goes back to some pagan roots too as well, but nevertheless, I mean, folks, you know, when it has to do with personal names,
right,
when we talk about the Father's name, we can't associate any pagan translation or say it's okay to translate personal names into pagan terms that were already used before he came in the flesh. But when you're dealing with a language that's already corrupt, in other words, we really have to work with what we got when it comes to just general language. But when you deal with personal names, we don't want to justify or condone and say, well, we can change his name. Look at your name and my name is still the same. It doesn't change just because you go to a different country. And, Mitty, I appreciate your call. We've got some more calls. Anything else before we move on?
No, I do appreciate it, and I certainly enjoy your program. I listen to it every Saturday.
Please call again, Smitty. I appreciate the kind remarks. And we've got Paul in Texas up next here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Paul, welcome.
Is that me?
Yes, you, Paul. Welcome.
Okay. Not Paul, but anyway, that's okay.
Sorry. What's your name?
My name is Stuart.
Okay. Stuart, welcome, Stuart, to the Repair the Breach.
Yeah, thanks. On the scriptures you to locate Shabbat, the Sabbath.
Why don't you stay tuned and hold Stuart over to the break. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com, and we'll be right back after this short message. RBNLive.com and BreachMender@Yahoo.com is the email. Stay tuned. We've got some more calls to take, and we'll be right back. RBNLive.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Teach me, no teach me, no teach me from
back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. Don't preach me, you profiteers of God. And don't teach from books that blaspheme Yah. And that's the one thing I like to ask people. What name are you coming in? Are you coming in the name, above all names, the name of Yahweh, the Mashiach of Nazareth? The world's only been calling him Jesus Christ for only 300 years, and that was never his name. That was never the name to call on for salvation, though we've all tried and attempted to at one time or another, myself included. But guess what? There was a time in my life I would have died for that name, the name of JC. But guess what? It was never his name. The Father loves us, and he understood where we're coming from. He said, all men would hate you for my name's sake. It's funny, you talk about this subject, boy, people start hating you publicly, start trying to say all this stuff about you. But guess what? It's when they stop talking about you is when you need to be concerned. And the Messiah said they're going to hate you for my name's sake. He said that in Matthew 10:10, or Mark 13:13, excuse me. Now, did he say, wait 1,700 years to the first King James Bible with the third edition of the King James, then they're going to start hating you because the letter J will finally be developed? No, he said, all men are going to hate you for my name's sake. In the first century, that name is Yahweh. Anyhow, we got Stuart in Texas, and we want to welcome him back after the break here. Welcome, Stuart.
Thank you for taking my call. I guess basically I was born Methodist, raised Baptist, was part of different in my search and journey along with, I guess, millions of others on one path or another, trying to, you know, search for the truth, look for something deeper. I basically come to the conclusion about 3 or 4 years ago that everything I've been taught has been wrong. We're practicing Christmas, we're doing Easter, we're worshiping on Sunday. Your caller that called in with the Jesus name and all that stuff.
Micaiah, he said his name was, which is a Hebrew name.
Right. Well, you know, he might want to, you know, just consider, take a look at where Christmas, Easter, and Shabbat, or the, you know, the Sunday.
Sunday, taking Sunday, yeah.
Anyway, now.
Pagan how, Saturday as well.
How do you, what'd you say?
I said pagan Saturday, pagan Friday, pagan Sunday. All of it's pagan. It's all, that's why the Father's Sabbath is always by the moon, so that, you know, he would control it instead of, man would try to change it, but they couldn't change something that was he created.
Right. Okay, so where are the scriptures that about the new moon? I in my journey, there's the pagan calendar. There's just, oh, just go by Friday, Saturday. There's the quarter moon's the new moon. There's the full moon's the new moon. I mean, there's like 5 different ways of looking at that.
Okay, the scriptural way, though, if you're looking for the true new moon, which sets the count to find all the Shabbats or Sabbaths in the moon, because you have 4 Shabuas in a moon. They call it months. They call them weeks. Now, the fact is that you can't find the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, unless you find the first day of the moon or month, right, first. The full new moon is the true phase of the new moon, is when you see it at its brightest, apex, most brilliant stage, and it should be coming up, what they call to translate July 10th or 11th. It'll be probably on a Monday evening, the next full new moon. So the Sabbath will be from Monday evening to Tuesday evening when the new moon comes. And does that help you in any way, Stuart? The calendar on your wall is a light. It tells you the dark moon's a new moon and that the full moon's 2 weeks later. The full moon can't be at mid-moon. The Psalms 81:3, Numbers 10:10, and Ezekiel 46:1 through 6 all teach that the new moon is the full moon because it rises in the east. The full new moon is in the east, and the west is when the sliver and the dark moon is in the west, and that can't be the new moon. The east gate had to be open. It's enough evidence to prove that. But anyhow, Stuart, thanks for the call. Sorry, Joe, we couldn't get to your call, and you've listened to Repair the Breach broadcast. Shalom, everybody. Till next week, the Sabbath is from this Saturday evening to Sunday evening. Keep the Shabbat. Next week is Pentecost, from Saturday evening to Sunday as well. July 8th, July 9th, Shalom. BreachMender@Yahoo.com. Send us an email, BreachMender@Yahoo.com. Shalom.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.